Yeah, oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah.
Looks good. It's yeah. Funny to me.
These are good mics, funny. Too.
Right?
Yeah.
Rode mics, and that's why I had Billy on, because I was like, this is like 100
bucks. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. Sorry. Mike. I thought I was going to be late. I got an Xbox like a month or two ago.
And that's your new life now?
No, because I suck at video games. So I was playing, and I finally was like about to win. Uh-huh. Like, I was playing Madden. I was about to win a game. And then I had such a bad play, and like it was a whole thing basically, and then I almost lost, but I couldn't. It made the game extend by a considerable amount of time because of how poor my decision making was on defense and the offense, both sides of the ball.
It's a really nice day outside. You should probably go outside.
I went for a walk.
Oh, this is so stupid.
Looks good.
I used the word verbatim yesterday. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was talking about me. Yeah, no, it does look really good.
I was like, wow, I did that.
You did?
Okay. Hey.
Hi.
Welcome, Isaac Gartenberg, to the Tori's Stupid Podcast. This is my second episode, and I don't know what's happening, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
I'm excited.
Fellow comedian, we met 3 years ago now.
Yeah, that sounds right.
At a mic.
Open.
The Cellar.
77.
Yeah. I like how you're finishing my sentences. This is cute.
I know.
It's good.
It's adorable.
I remember, yeah, you had already started running Village Idiot, right?
Probably. We've been doing... Well, I kind of started comedy, and then we started Village Idiot.
When did you start comedy?
Well, I did like a few open mics before, uh-huh. like in 2020.
Okay.
But I really started in February 2021, so okay. Like 3 years now. And then we started wow. Village Idiot at the end of March 2021.
See, I just tell everyone 5 years, but that's a big lie. Because I started October 2019.
Okay.
And then I didn't do it for the pandemic.
Yeah. But did you do like that... Oh, October 2019. Yeah.
Like when I hit October this year, that technically will be 5 years.
Yeah.
But I get in my head about what I like timing, because everyone's like, oh, you don't make it till 10 years. So I just kind of lie. I'm like, well, I'm halfway there.
That's pretty funny.
You know?
I don't think it matters at all.
Nothing really matters. I have a friend, shout out Megan Otto, love you. But she texted me this morning. She just started comedy 6 months ago.
Uh-oh.
But she had a viral video, like a crazy viral. She went from like 8,000 followers to 60 something overnight.
Holy shit.
And she just did a show last night, and she said audience members were there for her.
That sucks.
It hurts.
That's the worst. No, for her. That's terrible.
She's funny.
No, that's not the point, though. You don't think you... I would hate that.
No, she loves it.
Oh, then good for
She's
her.
She's like an internet personality overnight. And
yeah, I guess that's cool.
You know, it's like I've really been grinding with comedy, and nothing has popped yet. But it's fun to see friends' videos pop, and they get a big following. Like, do you know Ellen Harold? She just had a video pop. It's her showing some guy her room, and there's a surfboard in the corner, and she jumps on the side of her bed, and she puts her feet on the board.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it's been on, like, Barstool, Kook of the Day, and so now she's, like, getting a big following from that. I'm like,
that's nice.
Even just a stupid little video like that can get you something. So
yeah.
You got to keep posting your shit, I guess.
I had a bunch of friends show up to my show the other night, and I hated it.
Oh, yeah. Was I out there? Were they hot? There were some hot dudes at your show that I wanted.
I wouldn't know.
The one that I did the other night?
There were hot dudes at the show.
You said you had a lot of friends there. It was last Wednesday. Not this past Wednesday, but last Wednesday.
That's not the one that you did.
Yeah?
No, I'm talking about like 2 days ago.
Well, you said you had friends there, so you have a lot of friends, I guess.
Friends, people I know, I lump them all together into one group.
Don't you want them at your shows?
Sometimes. Not this week. It was bad.
Really? Maggie had a good time.
No, it was good for everyone else.
Why was it bad for you?
Because it was like, all right, the whole left side of the room, I knew everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The middle, I didn't know people. I knew people here. And then the whole right side, I knew people. And I just like felt boxed in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just had to perform, like, straight on, because I don't like looking at people always if I know them.
Are they, like, close friends from growing up? Or like
no, they're, like, friends to acquaintance level, mm-hmm. which kind of makes it worse.
Why'd they all come out?
It's nice, but some of them have been to the show a bunch.
Got it.
And I kind of always bomb in front of them, and...
But they know you, so they don't really care.
No, I think they care. I think they care.
Do you think they're judging you?
I don't know. I think it's probably more in my own head than anything else.
See, I go back and forth on people knowing you at shows, because I think when they know you, they're going to laugh, and they know you for you. But at the same time, I like a room of strangers where when I leave the room, like, they don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And they kind of, it's like Westworld. I always made that comparison. Have you seen that show, Westworld?
Yeah, it was a great show.
So you know how, like, they get reprogrammed every night? I like going into audiences being like, this is just Westworld.
Yeah.
And they're going to get wiped. And I could take a shit on this stage and it doesn't matter.
Right when you get off, they'll already
forget.
That's
my favorite. Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite. Too. That's number one, when no one knows you. And then number two is the love. Like, I'm doing that show in, it's in November. So it's way out.
Headlining.
Thank you. Yes.
I didn't say congrats yet. I just said you were headlining.
Yes, that's
But you're
not
welcome. Okay. You're welcome.
And I feel kind of corny about it, though, because already, like, a lot of my family and friends have purchased tickets.
No, that's great, because you're going to do, like, an hour.
Yeah.
And it's, like, your first time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm doing one I'm doing Nick's Comedy Shop in, or Stop in Boston in June.
Cool.
So, it's exciting. But, yeah. So, that'll be my first headlining. But it's just weird. I'm like, oh, I have to talk to my family and friends for an hour.
That I don't mind as much if I'm like close with them. But this was more like acquaintancy level people.
They're like keep coming to fill you out a little bit. Like, is this guy funny?
I think some of them are there for that. Some of them are like friends. It just, well, I just felt weird. Okay. I just didn't want to do it.
How did it go?
No, you know what it really was? It was that half.
I want to know. What
a lot
it?
Of the people were like regulars to the show. So they've seen my like recent set a lot. Other people were like, whatever. So like,
do you hate when they see the same jokes?
No, I don't care about that. It's more like I need enough new people there because they're not going to laugh at it 3 weeks in a row.
Unless it's a really good joke.
They know the punchlines. I don't know. It's just like
I love your couch story.
I said that last night for the first time in a while. That was fun.
Yeah, it's good.
But either way, I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry. Here's the thing. Yeah, some people that were seeing me for the first time that like I grew up with, I know from back home, like I'm not close with, but like we're friendly, haven't seen them in forever, came to the show. And I can't tell them after, like, hey, by the way, like I was working on a lot of new stuff last night. Like on Wednesday, it didn't really work. Thursday, it was kind of working, you know? So they should have come back to a different show.
You could put that on your Instagram story. Hey guys, like all the jokes you saw like really killed on Thursday.
I wouldn't even go that far. I wouldn't lie to them, but they were working. They people understood what I was saying.
Comedy's hard.
But it's fine. It's fine. I don't really care, but I do a little bit.
We all care.
Yeah, I care a lot.
Yeah, it's our lives.
I know.
It's like what we want to do with our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird game. I remember, I think about our interaction. We bumped into each other on the street this summer, was it? And you were like, how's tour going? It's so cool.
We did?
Yeah. We were on Stanton.
Anyways, I feel like I see you a lot that I wouldn't really remember.
Well, we bumped into each other and you're like, how's tour been? And I was like, it's been so cool. I just get stressed. Like, it could be like gone at any minute. And you're like, well, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, that's how it works. And I was like, fuck. And then right now I'm not on tour. And I'm like, I think about that moment where you're like, yeah, that's how it goes. Like, it'll come and it'll go and it'll come back. And you had like a very calm energy of like, just go with the flow. And I'm trying to do that.
Yeah. I'm really good at saying that.
I know. As I say it, I'm like, I'm cool with it. I really miss the big rooms, but it has been nice to be in the city.
Yeah, I guess it's easy for me to say that because I have nothing going for me.
That's such a lie. That's so lame.
I know, I'm
kidding. We live in New York. You have Village Idiot. I think it's really cool that you have a room full of people twice. Well, Tuesdays I know is kind of hard, but Wednesdays.
Well, hey, Tuesdays are great. If you ever want to come to a Tuesday, Mayfly, New York City, 9 p.m. every Tuesday. We'll be there. Best night of your life. Put it in the books. Exactly.
Well, Tuesday's growing, but Tuesday's a hard comedy night. It's known as the hardest night in comedy.
Hard location, hard night.
I manage on Tuesdays and it's tough, but otherwise I'd be there.
We've tried.
You guys, I know. I'm always like, no. But Wednesday, it's cool. Like, that's your room. Like, I always was kind of jealous of Jared Schwartz. I mean, he had this weird crew of hot girls that just wanted to bang him, essentially. That's a hot take. I'm having Jared on the pod on Monday.
Okay, so you can talk about him.
So now I can talk shit to his face. But but I thought that, I always thought it was so cool the way it was his room.
Yeah.
He could do whatever he wanted. They were going to laugh at whatever. And, like, I want that. Like, I would love a room for me. Just, you go, you do your little jokes, you say whatever you want, people like it, and then you leave.
Yeah. Well, they don't necessarily like it, and they don't have to, but that's the point of it.
Well, that room is the funniest room, because it's just, like, known as, like, a bomb.
Mine?
No, Jared's.
Oh, those were tough crowds. Yeah. His show's coming back, and we're doing it again.
He asked me to host.
On the 15th?
I think, but I'm out of town.
Ah.
And I'm hosting April 12th.
For Jared's?
Yeah.
I won't be there. But that's okay. Yeah, but no, that's the point of, that's why we started our shows, because we wanted to do it. And
it's like, no one else wanted over us. Time, it grows.
Yeah.
Like, you have a consistently full room on Wednesdays, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
And it's a, I mean, you had Ari Shaffir on when I was there. Like,
it was a fun show. That was packed out that night. Yeah. I was like, what, 50, 60-ish people? Yeah. At least 50.
Fits a lot. I mean, it is a hard room.
It's hard.
But it's good. I always get humbled by that room.
That's a hard room. You have to really not care.
Really not care. And also, it's just hard to keep everyone engaged because you got to look by the bar.
You got like three rooms at the same time, plus a bartender and a bar and people that were yelling at the whole time to be quiet. But it's fun.
It is fun. A good sound system, honestly, which is really all you need in comedy.
That took a long time to get done.
It is so crisp. Like, you get out there and you're like, oh, this is a good system.
You have any pet fish?
Do I have pet fish?
Yeah.
Why?
This glass looks like it'd be
great for a beta fish.
Listen, I'm very pro beta. I would never say anything. This is not technically a big enough enclosure for a beta, right. Not even close, but no, it looks like that's where this came from.
Like a beta fish?
In a good way. To you and the fish.
Is that in frame? You want to show the people? No, I guess this will be on Spotify too. He's holding up a cup.
A glass?
A glass that looks like a beta fish would come in.
Yeah.
It's a nice glass, right?
It is.
CB2. Shout out my friend Crystal. She got it for me. I used to go to her place every time.
I wasn't going to eat it, but it felt...
No, you could. If you just squeeze
it. You're supposed to?
Hard, no.
Oh, I thought it was like Willy Wonka.
I like thin glassware. It feels fancy.
It's nice. I have very thick glassware at my apartment.
I have a whole array of glassware in that
really?
Cabinet. I love it. Yeah, I'll show you my cabinet.
I'm excited.
I'm a little weird about my cabinet. It's very pretty.
Do you cook a lot? Wait, so you don't have fish?
No fish.
Okay.
No fish. I think about it sometimes, but I had fish growing up, and it you look at it, and you're like, wow. And then it smells after 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, you're supposed to clean it.
And then you have to touch the fish to clean it. You got to get the fish out of the tank.
No, you're changing too much water.
I remember I often would just get it out of there because then the gravel needs a little zhuzh.
We have very different fish lives, you and I.
It felt very involved.
It is involved.
And I just don't want to be that involved.
No, I get it.
Something to look at. Like, I don't know. I had every pet growing up.
Really?
You name it, I had it.
What's the weirdest one?
A rabbit was stupid.
I wanted a rabbit so badly.
Worst pet ever.
Really?
Too much energy. They shit 4,000 times a day.
And you have to pick that up too, friendly. I guess.
Like, they don't want you to touch them.
Really?
Mm-mm. And they're so soft and fuzzy that you're like, please.
Do they live inside or outside?
Inside. Damn. We should have had outside. But anyways, my mom always felt bad it was in the cage, so she made us let it out.
Yeah.
And then it would run around the house, and then we had to catch it, which was like a manhunt. Like, I remember sweating as a child, running around my house with a bike helmet. Because I had to jump on the bunny with a bike helmet to trap it.
Oh, I thought the helmet was on in case you ran into the rabbit or something.
Funny. No, I wasn't wearing the helmet. I was using it as a way to trap the bunny.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
Yeah.
And it was just none of it was good. Because she was like, oh, we have to let it run around. And then it took an hour to get it back in the cage.
I wanted one so badly.
But we had birds.
Really?
Uh-huh, parrots.
Birds sound like a bad pet.
Terrible. They're mean too. They're so smart.
Almost like they want to fly.
And they can tell when you're nervous. Like anytime I went to help, like hold them, like it would like hiss and bite at you. There was two. We had four total. It was so bad.
Parakeets?
We had two parrots. They were Oscar Mayer parrots. They were like stupid smart. Like, nice. Like when they wanted to go to bed at night, we would put a thing over their cage and they would go, night, night.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
That's like, pretty cool.
And then if you had food in your hand, they'd go, come here.
That's creepy. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what they
That's really
like.
Creepy.
Come here. Because when we would give them treats, we'd say, come here, you know. So they'd go, come here. And then I rode horses. And whenever we would go on vacation, we took one of the Oscar to, we got rid of Jake. Jake loved my dad so much. He would take her to the post office and shit, or he would take her.
Your dad would take a parrot to go mail postage.
It would just sit on.
No
it.
Way.
Yeah, she loved him, and then it got to the point where we're like, anytime he was gone, she was so sad and like would turn on everyone else. So we were like, this can't work out. So we got rid of Jake, gave her to like some bird breeder that really loved her, and then it was just Oscar for a while. But we would go on vacations and we would give Oscar to Mary, and she would watch him, and then he started saying things like, "Where's Mary? Where's Mary?" It was crazy.
That is so creepy.
They were so dumb smart. And then he got to the point where he fell in love with Mary and started biting my mom.
No.
So he chose Mary.
Wow.
So we had to give him to her.
Wow, the other woman.
We had him for like 9 years. And then that happened. And then she had to give him to someone else because she had arm surgery, or her friend had arm surgery, and she was like, I'm going to be alone. Like, and her and Oscar had connected. And so then she had Oscar during her arm surgery. And then Oscar started biting Mary. So then Mary was like, you just take him. So who the fuck knows?
So that? This bird just, when it was time to move, it just started biting people.
Yeah, yeah.
What a crazy bird. Yeah. It is like dating. Yeah.
Yeah. So
if you try and make me take you out one more time, yeah. I'm going to bite you in public. I'm done with this relationship. It's over. I'm biting.
It's only a matter of time until someone bites you.
Yeah. I wish.
But yeah, sorry. That's my pet. That's my pet. We had parrots. I had gerbils. I had a gerbil named William Wallace. I named him after Braveheart because I loved horses.
Yeah.
So I loved that movie because there was gerbil. A lot of horses in it,
yeah.
Which is not really. I didn't want to ride the gerbil.
Name. Oh, okay.
But he went through hell and back just like William Wallace. Like, I went to pick him up once by his tail because they did that at the
store.
I go to pick him up. At one point, I'm only holding his tail because they can detach it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
They can sense danger and they can literally detach. So I was just holding a fucking tail. So he had no tail. And then he got loose once because I wasn't strong enough to connect his tubes. He had like four tanks. I was one of those kids with like the four tank setup.
Mm-hmm. And that's tubes, and the tube connected all. That's fun.
It was fun. It was very fun. And the last piece, the last tank was a maze. And he would only shit in the corner of the maze. So you'd watch him go through and then he'd shit and then he'd go. It was so fun. Anyways, he got out for a few days because I couldn't connect. And I used scotch tape, which does not work. And then one time I had friends over and I wanted to watch him run around the toilet seat. I thought that'd be fun.
On the toilet.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun. I'm like, watch him run around. And then he just went straight in.
And did you get him out?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, okay. I thought maybe he...
No, I was like, oh my God. And then, so he really, he had like...
He went through it all, yeah.
So he was four when he died, which is...
That's old,
I feel like. In gerbil years, that's captive gerbil. My mom cried, and she bought him a tombstone.
Did she bury him in the yard?
I had a horse. My sister had a llama. Like
what? What? Yeah. On your at your house?
No, or did you so the keep horse that? Was at a farm.
Right, right. Was the llama at the house?
And the llama was at a different farm.
Oh, okay. That, I mean, that counts, but
you're right.
That kind of sucks. I feel like it's like, yo, this is my pet llama. It's like, it's like a divorced family. It's like, yeah. I can only see my llama on weekends and Tuesday and Thursday nights.
That's a good point. Yeah. She did the whole 4-H thing with him where you'd like dress up the llama and like walk it over a tarp to see if it was like spooked.
You just said did this whole something thing. Like I'm supposed to know what you're talking about.
4-H? You don't know what 4-H is? It's like a fair where they like, there's like the cow section and it's like, what's the fattest cow? And then there's like the pigs and then there's the llamas.
Does it get scared? That's the llama thing?
Yeah, yeah, literally. Like walking under that tarp. Like that's like the test. Like, is your llama chill? Like...
Why? What is that about?
Literally, I'll show you on YouTube.
No, I believe you. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was weird. Yeah. His name was Lordy. His show name was Lord of the Rings.
That's pretty good.
Paul was my pony. My pal Paul was his show name.
And you would ride the pony?
Yeah, yeah.
Is a pony not a baby horse, or it is?
Pony, so horses are 14 hands and up. Hands is how you measure a horse.
Mm.
Like, you know, like the back of a horse?
The rump?
There's like the neck, and then there's the back. But there's this part of the horse called the withers.
Okay.
And it's like that weird little like pterodactyl hump on the back.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. So that's the withers. And you measure hands based on the withers. Okay. I think hands are like maybe 6 inches or something. I got to Google that. But so 14 hands is a pony.
Right.
And then 14.2 and up is a horse.
So it doesn't have to do with it being a baby or not.
Mm-mm.
That's upsetting.
It's weird. Like if you have a 14.3 horse, it's not really a pony or a horse, and it's like there's actually different levels of competitions where you have to be on a pony.
Yeah.
And if you're on a horse, like it's a whole thing.
Why'd you ride a pony and not a horse?
I was small.
It's based on your size.
Yeah, I stopped riding when I was 16.
Okay.
You
ever ride for fun?
I would love to, but it's so expensive. You need the helmet, the saddle, the horse, the ring, the time.
No, but if you go to a place, you could just like.
Yeah, but.
It's not the same.
If you borrow everything, you're also looking at like $150 to get on a horse. You don't know the horse. You gotta get to know the horse.
Yeah.
And then you gotta pay someone to let you be on the horse.
Our horse is smart.
Am I training you? Am I just free reining it? You know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I would love to ride.
Yeah.
I would love to. I used to go back to my farm, but then I loved my riding instructor. She was like a second mom to me, but she did go to. She was there on January 6th.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something actually much worse. It sounded like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
She raided the Capitol.
Did she get arrested, though?
No.
And then she didn't do it.
You're right. She was just, like, on the lawn, like, waving a Trump flag.
Is that true? She was on the lawn, she was inside.
She was on buses.
If she wasn't inside...
She was not inside. That would be really nuts.
Yeah, yeah. But she was, like, out there. She's like, it's like the Civil War again, or the Revolutionary War. She's, like, on the horse with, like, a bayonet.
That's funny if she brought the horses. No, that's funny. No, she, yeah.
I think you were going to say she, like, literally murdered somebody.
Oh, no. That, thank you. You're setting a new standard here.
I mean, murder's bad.
It was a bummer, though. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I still really care for her, but, like, do I want to hang out with someone that like, raided the Capitol?
Yes, sometimes. If they have a horse available.
I guess. You're right. Maybe I'll hit her up.
It's been a couple
years. That was pretty wild. It has been a few years. When was that again?
I don't remember. Not this year, I know.
Yeah. 2021, I think.
Something like that.
You don't know anyone that was there, do you?
Not that I know of.
Isn't that crazy? I do know someone that was there.
It's pretty cool.
Are you going to vote for Trump?
If I vote.
Are you going to vote?
I don't know.
Do you vote?
I voted once.
Just one time?
Literally one time.
I voted once during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Because it felt like I was like, I should probably do this.
It's like a whole thing. I got to go like fill out a thing and like.
I should cut this out though, because I feel the same way.
I'm like, I'm probably not gonna.
It's
vote.
Interesting because in comedy, a lot of comics will talk about politics, but I'm like, I don't. Cause, like, I stopped I don't know watching
the
are,
news a few years ago. I'm like, I know what I believe. The news is gonna tell me what they want me to believe. I don't want to change.
Like, you're not gonna get me.
You're literally not gonna get me.
You don't listen to any news?
It's been a while. Like, I mean, some things pop up.
Do you ever swipe too far on your phone and you get like the news on your phone?
No, I've never done.
Really?
That. I mean, like, I know what you mean, you know, but, like, I won't like even Apple read News. It. I just don't care.
My favorite is, like, it's, like, 18 shot at the mall, and then it's, like,
it's, like, all right, you should have bought from Amazon.
Cupcakes. What do you want me to tell you? That's funny. You should not leave your house. Duh.
Yeah, stay home. I mean, how's doing? That my fault?
Obviously, you got shot. You left the house. Oh, that's good. Yeah, no, it's weird though. The news on my phone is like, it goes from like something really dark and intense to being like 5 barbecue recipes for the summer. And yeah. You're like, what is this?
I think they just want to like keep you like this.
Yeah.
And like, it never reaches that. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, you're right. I don't either. I'm not religious. I'm not political. Yeah. I'm just here.
I mean, I care, but I don't think that my vote matters.
That's the problem. I say that too, and everyone's like, that's the problem. And you're like,
I'm in New York. Like, no matter what I do, the Democrat is winning.
Yeah, true.
So, like, it literally doesn't matter.
I'm registered as independent, actually. So, I don't even think I apparently can't vote until like another round.
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm so bad. And if anyone's listening to this that is upset,
I don't care if you are. How about that? This guy last night was like, you have, like, some random guy at the diner started talking to me.
At the diner at Remedy, or where were you?
I went to pick up food at Remedy after shows. I was just sitting there, and, like, I was listening to a New York Giants podcast, the least political thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I looked to the right, like, I guess Biden was talking or whatever, and he said something. I'm like, what? Then he, like, just starts, like, talking to me about politics for, like, 20 minutes. Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Was he old and crazy, or
no,
what?
He was, like, probably a little older than me.
Okay.
But he was just like, he's like, I don't know you. Like, I'm just curious, like, how you're going to vote or whatever. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to vote. He's like, no, you have to vote. People died, so you have the right to vote. I'm like, yeah, but I have the right. It's not like I have to do it.
I have the right to not vote.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's like, no, that's not true. I'm like, it is 100% true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, especially as a woman. You know, we worked hard to get that later on.
I believe you. As a man.
Yeah. It's so funny. I was actually talking to someone recently. I'll tell you who later off air. But I was talking to someone. I was kind of going off about how it's really hard as a female comic to constantly feel like to fight the status quo of women aren't funny. And he just kind of doubled down and was like, I mean, you weren't even really able to vote. So, yeah, women, like, historically didn't even have a voice. So why wouldn't you, like, obviously they're not funny.
Wait, that doesn't.
He goes, when you weren't even really programmed to share your thoughts for the last whatever years. And I'm like, I don't want to be in a fight right now with someone. And also, like, you're not wrong that women didn't have proper, like, ways to share their voice.
Yeah.
But, like, What? Yeah. It was so crazy the way he just doubled down.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he was just like, yeah, you're right. Women suck, and then, but there's a good reason for it.
Yeah, and then he doubled down harder and was like, I mean, my family probably has like 19 women in it. 4 are funny. And I was like, well, I go, are all the men funny? He's like, yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty funny. I was like, so I couldn't even circle back on, like, I didn't want to, like, be like, so what you're saying is you don't think women are funny. I couldn't do that because I didn't want the final, like, seal of him being like, yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't get that opinion only because, like, even if I, like, let's say you only think there's one funny woman, mm-hmm. then you can't say that no women are funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's still one.
Yeah. And I guarantee, I don't know who it was, but I guarantee I know at least one woman that he thinks is funny. Well, he just said there's 4 that are funny in his family.
Yeah, no,
so it doesn't make sense.
I know he thinks women can be. Oh, I gotta turn the camera thing on.
I bought an Xbox recently, but I'm not good. I'm terrible. I just can't.
Why'd you buy an Xbox?
For fun, and I realized I could afford it.
I just feel like in today's day and age, it's like we're already on screen so much. Everyone's trying to get away from screens.
I need more screens in my life.
Yeah.
Not really, but like.
Are you bad with Instagram?
I'm bad at performing well on the internet, if that's what you're asking. I like pointing to the camera a lot.
That's fine. Hey, guys.
I I like to delete it off my phone all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't do that. I just doom scroll until I don't feel well.
No, same. And then like once a month, I'll be like, all right, I'm done forever. And then like a week later, not even like a day later, I'll be back. I took a week off once.
Okay. How was that?
Terrible.
Did you miss shows or anything? Or like you kept checking your messages?
I checked my messages.
Okay. I did 2 weeks once, which is so sad to even say out loud because I'm like, what a feat.
Yeah, but it is.
It was. Thank you. But what I learned though in those 2 weeks was like, I felt very like disconnected from the world. Like I use it to like connect. Like for example, I went and worked out with Akeem because he DM'd me on my birthday and was like, instead of just happy birthday, he was like, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm good. Like need to get my shit together. And he was like, let's train. And I was like, sick.
Yeah.
And like I have all of these moments like that with people in my orbit that I'm like connecting with and seeing, and then it becomes like a real life transaction. So I found that when I took the time off, again, that was a long time ago, but I was like, oh, I haven't talked to like 10 people that like I genuinely like and connect with, but they're just like my Instagram friends. Like I have their real numbers, but like we stay connected because I'm like, oh, that coffee looks good. Like let's go sometime, like kind of a thing.
When I took off of it, I realized I spoke to just as few people as I always do.
Really?
Yeah, I don't talk to anybody.
You don't talk to anyone?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Who are your closest friends? List them off right now. In order of who you had to save first if they're all on a cliff.
I guess I'd say Ginsburg because...
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, he's so old. I feel like it'd be rude to make him fall to his death. He should be able to do it surrounded by friends and family in bed. So I'd save him first. Yeah, exactly.
Of old age.
Yeah.
Ginsburg, okay.
I have a friend, Peter.
Okay.
And I have a lot of other friends that I don't talk to anymore.
You just said you had so many people come to your show.
Yeah, but I don't talk to any of them.
I guess dudes don't really talk to people. Is that a hot take?
I would love to talk to them.
Do you agree?
No. That's my number one thing that I hate is when I'll be at like a show or like a mic or something and like a girl get up and be like, guys, hug each other. Guys don't talk about their feelings. It's like, we don't do that next to you. I hug my friends all the time.
Oh, so you're like, we just do it in the dark.
Yeah, we do it where no one can see, but it's happening. That's the number one thing about not drinking is I never get with my friends and go, bro, we're going to be best friends forever. That doesn't happen anymore.
Do you miss that?
Nah, because we're not best friends forever.
Do you ever think about drinking again?
Not in a serious way.
Okay.
But sometimes I'm like, that'd be nice.
We both were sober together for a year.
For a year, and I continued on my path.
Did you always think that I was going to go back?
No, but you told me you were, and I was like, all right.
Yeah. I do miss it. I got pretty drunk last night.
Yeah. See, sometimes I'll be like, maybe I'll drink again, but then I'm like, it'd be fun for probably like 2 days, and then it'd be terrible, and then I just have to start over.
My biggest thing with it is like, I've definitely lost a few days to like hangovers or just feeling like shit for no reason. And I eat more. That's really, those are like the two downfalls that I'm like, oops.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I'll do stupid shit. Everyone will hate me. I don't know. The only thing is, like, if I go on a date, that's the worst.
That's also, I hate going on dates. I really didn't date for a year.
Same.
But then, no, you had something for
a year. Well, like, I didn't, for like a full year, I didn't. Then I had like a girlfriend for like a year.
Was it nice then being sober with a girlfriend?
I wasn't sober. I smoke, but
oh, okay. See, I can't smoke, which is why I think
I can't smoke either. I gotta stop. I haven't smoked for like over a week now, but
it just makes me so anxious.
Yeah, me too. I hate it. It's the worst.
Why do you do it then? Just to feel something?
I don't know. Just to feel nothing.
Okay. Yeah, it's fair. It's funny. Like when I was sober, I was constantly looking for some other, like comedy was very helpful to feel like excited about something. But then I'd also eat a lot of desserts, which I know is like a very common. Dessert. Yeah, it's a very common like swap.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good. I don't know. I just the worst is if I go on a date, I still want to do first date at a bar.
Really? What if they don't drink?
Well, then I'm not going out with them.
Really?
That's too much.
Really, two sobers equals a no
go. I'm not interested. You could drink a little bit, but not at all. I'm not.
That's funny you say that, because as someone who, when I was sober, I was like, sobriety is amazing, and it is. But I'm like, shoot me out back before I go to a dry wedding, you know?
Yeah, I went to a wedding without drinking recently, the first one ever.
Well, I just mean like I liked being sober at weddings, but like, if it was a wedding that was dry, like,
I've never heard of that.
Oh, I have.
Oh.
It was like a very religious wedding I went to, and I was like, it was like a horseback situation. It was like a horse riding friend.
Yeah.
Sister. Anyways, it was awful.
A horse riding sister.
Like no one wants to be at a wedding where there's no alcohol.
No.
But isn't that interesting? Because I was so like drinking the Kool-Aid on how alcohol is poison, and it is. And I was like, I just like won't be doing it. Again, I was very like, this is me now.
Yeah.
Because I had to kind of gaslight myself into being excited about it.
That's fine. That's okay.
But to your point, it's just funny. Like, you're like, I can't go out with a sober person.
It's crazy. And so I'll like mess. I'll be like, okay, I don't drink, but let's.
You have to.
No, I'll be like, but I still.
Watch out.
Literally, though, they do have to. I'll still. Because I'll be like, I don't drink, but let's go to a bar if you're cool with that. And most of the time, they'll be like, yeah, all good. Uh-huh. And I'll be like, great. But if I should. I'll get like a non-alcoholic beer. If they're not having a drink, they're going to make me feel really weird about myself. If they're like, oh, like, you have, I can't drink near you. It's like, no, you fucking better start drinking right now.
It's really funny you say that, because I was at New York Comedy Club for a roast once, and I met a guy there. And it was friendly vibes, but, like, I was like, oh, I live, like, right by Plug Uglies. You want to grab a drink before I, like, head upstairs just to, like, hang for a little? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm not drinking, just a heads up. And he was like, oh, okay. And I assumed that he would drink, right?
Yeah.
We walk in there, he goes up to the bartender, he goes, two seltzer waters? I was like,
no.
Right? I was like,
get a freaking beer, what? And don't make me feel like there's something wrong with me.
But then I was kind of like, kind of a baller move for him to be like, yeah, for sure. And then he was like, two seltzer waters? I was like, and then we sat down and I was like, well, the bartender didn't cancel us.
Right.
We're still sitting in a bar talking. Like,
yeah.
It's not the worst thing ever, but it was a really weird moment when he did that where I was like, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, yeah. I went out with a girl. She wasn't drinking. I'm like, listen, you seem nervous right now. I think you need a drink to loosen up.
Were they good?
Which two dates?
Remember we did Patty's podcast,
right?
And then you were like, I got a date on.
Oh, I have. I think I did one of them, and one of them, I don't remember. I haven't seen anyone a second time, so probably not great. The first one was bad. It was pretty bad. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Some fucking bar. It doesn't matter. But it was just. It wasn't good.
It's really hard picking a first date bar. You need. I got a couple good ones. Really, what are your go tos around here? I like a dimly lit, kind of a cozy area.
The Wayland is pretty good.
Yeah, that's upper. That's on East Village. Yeah, I like the Wayland. I went on a first date there. I guess it was like 4 months ago now, 5 months ago. I didn't drink though, because it was after I got spit on the face.
Oh yeah.
Remember when I spit on someone? And I was like, I don't really want to walk around drunk right now.
Yeah.
And he was like, totally fair. You don't have to drink. And then he got like 3 or 4 beers. And then I was like, see, never. He was Australian, and he said he had never faced adversity. And I was like,
at all?
He literally said, I've never gone through anything hard in my life. And I was like,
That's a weird thing to say. Did you ask him on the date? Have you faced adversity?
No, I did not. It wasn't like I opened up my Jay Shetty like list of questions. It just kind of organically came up. He's like, yeah, I haven't really like gone through anything. Like, I think that maybe I was talking about being spit on, and like I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, just another day in like hardship. And he was like, yeah, I've really never gone through anything like that. And he's like, I never even lost a parent, haven't lost a friend, haven't even lost a grandparent. Like, I was like, he's like, yeah, I've really never gone through anything.
You know, I had a friend come up to me once a few months ago, and they looked at me. They just looked me right in the eye. They said, all your grandparents are alive, right? I was like, yeah. How'd you know? He's like, you have a joy in your eye that you've never seen death.
That's so funny.
I'm like, God, you nailed me. Who said that? I'll tell you after. Okay.
We got some names to exchange. That is really funny.
Yeah.
You've never lost anyone?
Not to death.
Really?
But to bad actions.
Like
falling out with friends.
Got it.
Yeah.
You've had friend breakups? And then real breakups?
Yeah, you know, people are just...
Real breakups are hard. I will say the saddest I've ever been in my whole life was a breakup when I was in high school. I was depressed, and I didn't know it because I was 15 or 16, and I was like, just sleeping all day.
Yeah,
and I was like, God, I'm tired.
Yeah, I didn't eat for like a couple weeks.
Yeah, and no one like gave a shit because my parents were getting divorced, so they're like, we got bigger fish to fry.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, and then like no one, like all my friends were like, what's wrong with you? You know, like it was like, a very like high school, like no one really knew. I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I look back on that, I'm like, I've never been that sad.
That's crazy.
Ever.
Do you think it was just the breakup, or because it's also when your parents are getting divorced?
It's probably the divorce, plus he cheated on me with a friend.
No, oh, so you lost a friend?
Yeah, it was
your boyfriend, and your parents split up. Yeah, oh my God, that's a lot at once.
Yeah, and I was like 16, so I was like, my life is over, I'm just going to kill myself because that's going to be easier.
Yeah, that sucks.
Dark. It was really, honestly, that was the hardest thing I've ever gone through. Plus and then going to college and being in Colorado and all my friends and family were in Maryland. That was really hard.
Wait, but, were you ever friends with that girl again that he cheated on you? Oh, really?
Yeah, I got over it. She went through her own shit. She was like, I'm sorry. Yeah, like, it was tough though, because I dated him. That's my longest relationship to date.
Yeah.
It was like a year and a half, 2 years.
Wait, are you still friends with this girl though, or no?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I mean,
at this point, yeah.
She was in the grade above me. We were close, and then that happened, and then she's been in like my like orbit over like I saw her like this September at a wedding, and I was like, what's up? Like, we're good. She's crazy. Honestly, I like went almost transferred colleges, and I went and stayed with her.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like this weird like, we're good, right?
Where'd you almost transfer to?
College of Charleston.
I could see you in Charleston. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, I just want to be
because you're in Colorado, home, right?
Yeah, and I loved. I'm glad I stayed out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was tough. And I've never been that sad again.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know how I got into that.
I don't remember either.
You talked about hardships.
Oh, yeah, the guy you dated.
And
you were like,
no one died, and I said he went through a breakup. And no, those are really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the hardest thing you've gone through?
I don't know. Maybe my parents' divorce.
Oh, right.
But maybe not. I don't know.
We are children of divorce. We bonded over that.
It was more recent, my breakup, than my parents. So that's, you know, probably worse.
It's so interesting how parents' divorces are like... Like, I have some jokes that are not really baked out yet, but I'm like, that's not my divorce. Like, that's your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why am I, like, making this about me? Like, you're the ones going through it. But when you're a kid, you're like, this is my problem.
What do you mean? No, your entire life changes. Of course it has to do with you. It's it's not just your parents. It's the family.
Yeah, I guess.
And you're in the family.
It is weird. It's like a family breakup.
It's 100% that. Why would that not affect you? That's the craziest take I've ever heard on it.
It's just kind of a funny thing.
Yeah. I got divorce jokes. Like, why would that affect me? My dad's literally not allowed back.
I guess, honestly, I think I just bury it pretty deep.
That's good.
I think it's definitely a reason why I have a hard time, like, keeping a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm like, well, it's going to end.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's how it ends.
It's all ups and downs, just like comedy.
Shoots and ladders.
Yeah. Oh, fun game.
I love that game.
Same. I was a champion.
Really?
No, but I liked it.
I liked it. With my sisters. SpongeBob too, like eels and escalators.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like SpongeBob? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love SpongeBob.
I used to like it quite a bit.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Probably Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh, okay.
I still watch it.
That's like a younger thing.
Every couple of years, I still watch
it. I grew up with like Rocket Power.
Same.
SpongeBob.
Same.
Jimmy Neutron.
Same. As a kid, I loved Jimmy Neutron and Fairly Odd Parents.
Loved Fairly Odd Parents.
Cat Dog, not too bad.
Cat Dog was pretty gruesome with all the vomiting.
There was vomiting?
Yeah, I feel like they're always shitting out of each other's
mouth. Oh, yeah, Hairball.
It was always kind of gruesome.
Yeah, I liked
Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, I didn't really watch that.
I loved that show, but my sister was scared of it, so my mom wouldn't let me watch it. And I think that's why I'm scared of scary movies now. Because I couldn't build up. I was like just getting into that. And that was such a scary show. And I was like, no more.
I don't like scary movies. Me neither. I don't like feeling anxious. I already do that in my real life.
Yeah.
I can just walk down the street and I could go through Tompkins Square Park and get anxious, you know?
Yeah, it's not great there, especially at night.
Parks at night don't.
It's the scariest place. It's supposed to be a place for joy and laughter.
It is when the sun is up and then it just, it's like
Dr. It's the darkest Jekyll place. Mr. Hyde. Yeah.
You're like, you don't go in there.
Don't go in. Unless you want to be stuck with a heroin needle. Unless
you want to die.
Yeah.
But go during the day with a coffee.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
But after the sun goes down,
nope.
It's a werewolf.
Yeah, I don't like it. But I'll walk there sometimes. I need a little walk at night.
What was a coffee shop you'd always go to?
C&B.
Yeah. We should go work out and down. Then go to C&B.
I'm in.
Because there's a basketball court with like some benches and like you can do pull-ups and stuff.
I can't, but I could try.
Well, I just hung and I lifted my legs up for like an ab situation.
Yeah. I did Pilates with my friend last Saturday.
Really?
Oh my God, I was destroyed.
Like on a reformer?
Yeah.
I can't picture you doing that.
I've done it multiple times.
Did you go to like solid core?
Yeah.
Is it just you and hot girls?
There's a guy there too, but yeah, just pretty one? Much. Yeah.
Did you go with a girl?
This time I went with a girl, but in the past I've gone with like some guys.
Wow.
Like, because they brought, like, my friend, this kid I'm friendly with is, like, in really good shape. And he's like, yeah, I just do this 3 times a week and I'm set. Mm-hmm. So last year I went with him a few times. And now last week I went with my other friend, this girl I'm friends with.
Uh-huh. How do you know her?
We used to work together.
Okay.
That's where, like, most of my people I hang out with outside of comedy are from.
It's a really, like, intimate setting.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm looking at anybody. It's dark and I'm trying not to die.
Yeah. I bruised it's the top such of my foot a
difficult
on a
workout.
I never did it again.
Really?
I'm like, why am I stuck to this board?
My abs, I had a little sneeze. Uh-huh. Every time I sneezed, my abs would burn.
That's so funny.
And I was in so much pain.
You're inspiring me. I need to get my shit together.
Well, I went once and I won't go back, I'm sure. But
where is there a solid core around here?
There's one in the East Village.
Okay.
There's also one in Nolita.
They're everywhere. I walked past one on my way to the gym the other day. And I was like, I should do that.
It's like my legs were shaking. Everything was bad.
It's a good... And you were sore for a while?
Like 3-4 days.
Damn.
Like for real, yeah. Yesterday... I mean, if I really try, it's open almost a week. I can almost feel it still. But like even 2 days ago, I was still feeling it.
I gotta do that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should go together.
I'm in.
Well, we're doing our park workout.
I'll do the park workout.
Okay. Well, this was fun.
I had fun. I enjoyed myself.
This has been like an hour, right? I feel like it's been a while.
Yeah, probably.
We did it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I had fun.
I'm excited to edit this one.
Cool.
I didn't really want to edit the other one.
Yeah, because your last guest you had stunk.
Stunk.
That guy stinks. I really don't like him.
Hate him.
I'm serious. I got real problems with him.
Yeah?
No, he's a good friend.
Yeah, we love him. We love him.
Oh, Billy.
Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
This was stupid.
This was so dumb. So stupid.
Actually, this was fun. We're going to work out at a park.
I'm down.
Hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another guest.
I won't be here, but
hopefully. You'll come back.
Well, I was going to say, I won't be here next time, but I'll be back one day. Thanks a million.
Bye.
That was fun.
Right?
Yeah.